And here now is music critic Christian Bordahl. He's brought us the CD Give by a group that's called The Bad Plus.
Directions for listening to this record. Place it in your CD player. Lie down on the living room floor, like you used to when you were listening to Pink Floyd or John Coltrane, with your head equidistant between the speakers. And then let it go. Most jazz trios are a showcase for the soloist, but the Bad Plus seem to be completely egalitarian. There's no real solo instrument. Everyone is contributing musical ideas of equal value. Well, the mix is a great example. They've got the piano on the left, the bass on the right, and the drums on center stage. And when these guys get going, it's like three cars on the freeway weaving in and around each other at 100 miles an hour in perfect sync. The piano and the bass are fusing and breaking apart and fusing and breaking apart, and the drummer like a 500-pound gorilla body surfing the wave between them. Now remind yourself that this band, The Bad Plus, is just a piano trio. Upright bass, drums, and a Steinway grand. These guys are so intense, they attack the music with rock and roll ferocity. Now, they're also produced and engineered by the wonderful Chad Blake at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios in the Wiltshire countryside in England. So they're working with the very best. And the result is this huge, rich, in-your-face sound. Jazz heads among you will point out that these short, sharp arrangements feel more like pop music. And you're absolutely right. This is not a bebop band laying down some nice changes so that John Coltrane can spend the next 20 minutes searching the universe for signs of God. But then again, you pop and rock listeners out there may find yourselves challenged by a cover of Ornette Coleman's Street Woman on the same disc as a whacked-out version of Black Sabbath's Iron Man and Valuria by the Pixies. But you know, who cares about the musical labels? These days, mixing styles is where it's at. And by the way, if you like this genre bending of the Bad Plus, you might also want to check out Brad Meldow's trio. And while you're at it, Dave Douglas. Now, Dave's more firmly located in the jazz world, but his last record has some really nice stuff on it. In the meantime, this is the Bad Plus.
That review by day-to-day music critic Christian Bordahl. The CD is Give by the trio The Bad Plus.